First, I wanted to say this. Did you hear Fatty this morning?
I'm caught up, so I must have.
If you get a chance, go and listen to the BFO 1753.
No, I'm serious. I listened to two Fatties today.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to tell you that because Poodle today, he didn't even try. He didn't even raise his voice. It was literally just a conversation with himself. It would be like watching like that Howdy Doody guy. Remember the Howdy Doody guy, like Captain Bill or whatever his name was, and he didn't talk without moving his mouth, but sometimes the camera would still stay on his face while he was talking as Howdy.
And
you
never watched that show, but
he was on the Hollywood Squares or some shit like that. And I'm sure you can Google this YouTube thing, but what I'm trying to say is this morning that Poodle McNoodle he wasn't even trying.
I don't recall. I listen to podcasts while I'm working. The only thing I recall about Fatty, and I listened to two episodes in a row while working. So the only thing I caught was he's retiring and his new boss may want to hire him to consult.
Yes.
After he retires. That's about all I remember, to be honest. He probably went by the P.O. box or got some groceries or some chicken bazooms or something. I don't know.
Poodle McNoodle didn't even sound like Poodle this morning. It was just horrible. It was horrible. Horrible.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
First, I wanted to say this. Did you hear Fatty this morning?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1776. How patriotic, Big Fatty. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm just going not a big fatty. It's going to be a train wreck. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, calendars. Big Fatty, is that Mark and calendar? Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all forgot to say that at the beginning of the little show. Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. It's true. But y'all, here we are. Y'all, we are halfway. Y'all, I cannot believe we are halfway through November. And y'all, just looking here at the Crema countdown. What does that say there? Y'all, 41 days. 41 days until Grandma Pig Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, I gotta say, it's today. Today for right day. Y'all, we are gonna be experiencing the polar vortex here in Charleston. Y'all, the weather rat and the auxiliary rats have been preparing us all week. Yes, Big Fatty, you're prepared. Y'all, I've pulled out the hammer saw. I have pulled out the hammer saw. Big Fatty, we love the hammer saw. For those of you who may not know what the hammer saw, is, y'all, David and Brian out there in the Denver, the Big Fatty, they have been having the vortex all week. It's true. Y'all, they made Big Fatty a quilt. It's not a camisole, it's a hammersaw, and y'all, you put it on the bed and y'all, it's good and warm, and it's got all kinds of Big Fatty references on it, and pictures of the Denver Broncos, so Big Fatty would never forget where it came from. Big Fatty, where'd it come from? I don't remember. Big Fatty, you silly. Anyway, y'all, the polar vortex is moving through Thursday night. The high temperature Thursday, y'all, we were in the mid 70s, and y'all, the high temperature on Friday is y'all, it's gonna be 20 degrees cooler. Mid 50s is the best we can hope for. Y'all, later tonight, Friday night, y'all, we're gonna have a couple of nights of below freezing. Big Fatty, where's my hammer saw? You can share mine. Yes, Big Fatty. I tell you what, it's gonna be a shot of winter this weekend. Big Fatty, that ain't all it's gonna be this weekend.
Happy birthday, happy
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got to say, there's a lot of fucking that goes on mid-February.
Big Fatty, that's because it's the month of love.
And y'all, it's true. Because y'all, I do believe that all of these celebrations of exiting the birth canal we're going to cover today are all the result of Valentine's sex.
Big Fatty.
But y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, but eight celebrations of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, we're going to start it off today for right day with old Lori Warbucks.
Big Fatty, we love Lori Warbucks.
It's true. And Lori Warbucks is up there in the Connecticut. And Big Fatty, hopefully Big Fatty will get to see him when he goes up there for New Year's. And y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, we've got old from Howdy Do Pancakes. We've got JR,
Big Fatty's hunky JR. We just love seeing him at Pride 48. It's true.
Y'all, then that Pat Geick rhymes with Dyke.
Big Fatty, that's trademarked.
And y'all, one of the co-stars of the Underpants show, y'all, it's what does he go by now? Urban Guy T.O. or some kind of stretchy underpants to get my big penis and my big shaft into.
Big Fatty, it's vodka.
It's Urban Guy T.O.'s celebration of exiting the birth. Now and then, also on Saturday, y'all, she is just a delight. Y'all, it's Miss Lauren. Miss Lauren. And y'all, then on Sunday, we've got three more. Y'all, the first one is a Yaz Mama Do.
Big Fatty, Yaz Mama Do indeed.
And y'all, then the crazy bell of Ding Da Bell.
Big Fatty, we love the bell.
And y'all, then. You know him from the balcony, y'all. He's out there all the damn time. He needs to get out there a little more.
Big Fatty, it's too cold.
Y'all, is that Georgian Atlanta. So a special celebration of exiting the birth canal weekend to Larry Warbucks, J.R., Pat Geick, Urban Guy T.O., Miss Lauren DeBell, Yaz Mama Do, and Georgian Atlanta.
Big Fatty, I'm going to end up with the sugar by D. Cheese after all that cake.
I gotta say, y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, last time we was over here, that Timmy Sims had spotted Big Fatty about to be punctured by that Adam Burns.
Big Fatty.
Mike Perry. Mike Perry up there in the Squamish, B.C., y'all, he has spotted Big Fatty. Y'all, he does a good job of spotting Big Fatty. He says, spotted Big Fatty giving excellent advice from his T-shirt. And y'all, the T-shirt says, keep calm and try anal.
Big Fatty, it does not. It says an ale. Big Fatty, except on yours, it says anal.
Okay, well, I'll be more than happy to try anal.
Big Fatty, is there a gentleman caller coming over?
I hope so. Y'all, and then that Georgian Atlanta, you know, he's got a, I don't know if you knew this or not, he's got a celebration of the exiting the birth canal coming up this weekend. Spotted Big Fatty, Viva La Fatty. Y'all, that was on his trip over there to Paris, France.
Big Fatty, you need to cover up your moobs.
They're vulgar is what they are. It's true. Well, he didn't call, but
Big Fatty, what? Well, why are you playing the music?
Well, I've got some news, y'all. You know that Kyle in the Hawaiian. Some of you may have seen it on the Face Space. He was going to be in the hospital. I got word from the turnip head Big Fatty. If anybody knows about hospitals, it's him. It's true. That Kyle in the Hawaiian had gotten in touch with the turnip head. Big Fatty, were they comparing each other's gowns? Probably so. I know I'd like to compare their gowns. Big Fatty, you vulgar. I'm happy to report that Kyle in the Hawaii has had his successful surgery. Y'all, it was something about being able to breathe easier and all. And Big Fatty, we better stay away from him then, because if he gets a whiff of you, it's probably going to kill him is what it's going to do. Well, if he survived the inhabitants of the Crystal Penthouse, Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble during that visit. Then probably survive Big Fatty and some Mexican food or something. Big Fatty, you're just killing time for the end of the song, aren't you? I really am. But y'all, we want to send out good wishes to that Kyle in the Hawaii. And the turnip head says, is there anything I can tell him for you? I said, yes, resubscribe Big Fatty, and to call the BFO, we need to hear from the Pineapple Princess. It's true, we do.
I love you, you're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry, and you'll be my pineapple queen.
He's fine. Well, why is the death phone ringing? I don't know, but I'll take care of it. You just go, yes, Big Fatty, I'm just going to go over here. I hope it's not bad news about Squeaky Kitty. Hello?
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Tim from Tastes Like Burning. You don't have to leave that in there. First-time caller, long-time farter. I actually have an Ask Big Fatty question.
And what are you supposed to say?
Do I mention the music?
Yes!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from a longtime fodder and first-time caller. Y'all, it's Tim from the Taste Like Burning little show. Tim, what you got?
So after listening to all of the Pride 48 shows like yours and Poppy Smelly's, I wondered, is it difficult to do live shows with an audience? I mean, you have Poodle and Squeaky Kitty. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
Hi, Squeaky Kitty.
Oh, Big Fatty.
But is it hard performing live when you have multiple personalities? Oh, well, that sounds kind of bad. Sorry, I dropped you. Anyway, is it difficult to do live shows when your show has characters, I guess is what I'm asking. What is that like for you? Anyway, love you. Love your show. Okay, bye.
Dear Gussie, first of all, Tim, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice, and thank you for picking up the phone and calling the BFO. And second of all, this is an excellent question. Excellent question. Big Fatty, what did he mean about you having multiple personalities? I don't know what he's talking about. But Tim, I would answer the question this way. I'm sure it's different for different folks, but Big Fatty just doesn't have any problem just opening his mouth and just seeing what vomit falls out. Big Fatty Volga! Quite frankly, I think as far as the audience goes, they're either looking at you like, how does he do that? Or something more like, Big Fatty, it's probably more like, who do we need to call to have him committed or something like that? Well, that's probably more the case. Yes, Big Fatty! Gussie, y'all, I've got another, it's not really an Axe Big Fatty question, but Princess Hannah sent me a little a little random question, she said. It says, Big Fatty, is this a silly question? You talk about Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. I feel safe in assuming Miss Kitty is a man, but Olive? Love ya, Hannah, you are correct, Princess Hannah. Miss Kitty is indeed a gentleman, and so is his most favorite dancing girl, Olive. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. So there you go. There's the answer to that. Not really an axe, Big Fatty question, but just more of an inquiry. Big Fatty, an inquiry, Big Fatty, something like that. Now, y'all, I've said earlier in the week that I was going to give you an update on the new Fat Cave. And y'all, it looks like it's not going to happen. But you know, I'm okay with that. We had the appraisal of the property, and y'all, it came in low, and the owners are not at this moment in time right now. They are not willing to come down, and y'all, there's $17,000 difference between the appraisal and the lowest figure they want to go with. And y'all, that just ain't going to happen. However, I do have good news. My real estate agent, she has found another house in the same neighborhood, y'all, and it's brand new. It's just come on the market. It's a home where the owners can choose. It can be personally finished as to how you want things in the house and all. But y'all, it's cheaper than what the last offer was we had on the 6-year-old house. And so y'all on Monday, I'm gonna go out and take a look at it and just kind of see how it all works and everything. And so y'all, I may be getting a brand new Fat Cave for less than the 6-year-old Fat Cave would have cost me. And I feel okay. I'm not upset about it all, and it's been a good process for Big Fatty to go through. And I guess that when they say, you know, when a door closes, a window opens, Big Fatty, it's going to be too cold to have the window open. Well, you're right. I'll keep you informed as to how it all is going. The current sellers of the 6-year-old possible Fat Cave, they are requesting they're disputing the appraisal. And so y'all, you know, we'll just see how it goes. But as of right now, I really don't think it's gonna happen, and that's okay, because y'all, the idea of a brand new house makes Big Fatty a very happy camper. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And y'all, I'm sure Granny and I will be going out. Y'all, I'm going to insist we go to the Dudley Do-Rights this weekend, because we're overdue going to Dudley Do-Rights. And so there you have it. Y'all, if you're experiencing the polar vortex, find a way to keep warm. Big Fatty, as most of them will find a vulgar way to keep warm. It's true. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the Dubious Intentions and Daniel Bieber. Instead of kick this pig, what do you think Adam should say?
First, I wanted to say this. Did you hear Fatty this morning?
Oh, I think that's a lovely way to start the little show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.